For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, June the 17th. We're going to talk about Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, and there are several big things going on with the Food Bank. Scott Gordon, welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Why don't we start, first of all, with Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
A fundraiser.
Yes, it is.
On June 29th.
Absolutely. It's an annual tradition for the Lyceum Theater at Arrow Rock to host a presentation of one of their fabulous nationally, internationally known plays. This year it's Fiddler on the Roof, as you say, June 29th. The 8 p.m. Presentation is all a benefit for the food bank, and the public can attend, and their ticket admission will help the food bank.
So the show that evening at the Lyceum on June 29th, Fiddler on the Roof, proceeds go to the food bank.
Correct.
And at the curtain time is 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, you got complimentary wine and cheese reception.
Right, La Bourgeoisie Winery is graciously providing the main attraction for the wine tasting, and it will be a beautiful entree into the world renowned Fiddler on the Roof presentation.
Yeah. How much are you hoping that you will come away with?
Oh, we're hoping for something north of $10,000.
That would be wonderful.
It would be wonderful.
Super.
And so, if someone wants to give more than that, they can.
All right. So mark it on your calendar. It's June 29th, Lyceum Theater, Fiddler on the Roof, to benefit the food bank.
And we need to emphasize that they need to get their tickets sooner than later.
Okay.
And call the box office or go online with the Lyceum Theater at Arrow Rock and get the tickets lined up.
So if you want to see Fiddler on the Roof, you want to see it on June the 29th so that the proceeds go to the food bank.
That's right.
Then the other thing I wanted to mention before we go into the cookbook is, how did Float Your Boat turn out?
Float Your Boat went swimmingly. We had a fabulous day. It was the prettiest day that we had had for many weeks April, and we had about 48 boats competed, everything from basically a cardboard box with duct tape on it to a totally finished war canoe that a Viking would be very proud of, and it floated and competed beautifully, and a world of fun. We just had, we had everything from kids out there and dabbling along in their boats to really competitive folks, and we made some nice money for the food bank.
And how much was that nice money?
Somewhere south of $20,000.
That's pretty good. Now, that goes a long way to help feed people in central and northeastern Missouri.
It does, because we can turn every dollar 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the other thing we want to talk about, it's called Secret Ingredient.
That's right.
And this is a beautiful cookbook, absolutely gorgeous cookbook, that you can make a $15 donation. Is that right?
Actually, it's a $30 donation.
I'm sorry, $30 donation.
But it's cheap at twice the price.
Yeah, it is. $30 donation to the food bank, and you can come away with this beautifully professional cookbook called Secret Ingredients. How many different recipes are in there?
Approximately 100, 110.
And they're all people from central Missouri that we know and love.
Correct. It's a who's who of the famous, near famous, and hopefully someday famous people who all have a heart for giving and for the food bank in particular.
I'm looking one here. Here's a recipe for alligator tail.
Alligator tail.
Alligator tail. Who did that one?
That one, you got me on that.
Okay,
I haven't memorized that for you. But
then I saw one in here from Kathy Salter.
Right.
I mean, they look like wonderful, wonderful recipes.
They are.
The pictures are gorgeous.
The pictures are by Carol Patterson, who was for many, many years was the shooter here in Columbia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Leanne Riley did Mom's Meatball and Spaghetti recipe.
Right, right.
But if you'd like to have, I'll hold this up. If you would like to see what the cookbook looks like, you go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and watch this segment. You can see what we're talking about. Let me turn some of the other pages here, too.
Yeah, it's a top-quality book. Walsworth Publishing and Marceline, who is one of the world's premier yearbook publishers, graciously provided most of the expense of that book.
And it's hardcover.
Hardcover.
Gorgeous.
And it's a true heirloom book in the making. It would make a great wedding present for someone. It would make a great housewarming gift.
Or make a good Christmas present.
Or
even though
Christmas
we're 6 months away from Christmas, you could buy this now and you got some of your Christmas shopping done.
Absolutely. And it's all wrapped up in a neat package. And again, the food bank does benefit from the proceeds of that.
Basically, it's $30 for that cookbook, and you get the entire $30.
That's the way that the organizers, Carol Patterson and Barbara Schleemeyer and Alex George, who was the editor, had it set up, was that it would they designed the idea, they went out and did the work, and they came in and said, here, we have a project for you. You don't have to do a lot up with it and accept the money, and that's sweet.
That's good. That's very sweet.
Right.
Now, we're the beginning of, so actually summer starts next week, but mm-hmm. What are some of the special problems that you have coming up now as we go into the warm weather?
Summer slump is the big thing, Paul, and that simply is it's out of sight, out of mind. A lot of people think about giving to the food bank or to other charitable organizations during the holidays. That feeling has kind of transitioned into a vacation attitude now, and it's like, oh, that's way down the list. We still need contributions of food. We still need contributions of money during the summertime as well as during the big giving time of the holidays.
Exactly. So the point is, if you want to bring food in, that's great, but it's even better if you bring money in.
That's correct. Or both would be optimal.
Yeah.
But as I say, the food bank, through its leverage that it has through Feeding America, which is our food bank, so to speak, and other corporate supporters, we can turn a dollar 15 times. In other words, make $1 turn into 15. And that's a lot of buying power for the food bank.
But if you got a garden and you got vegetables,
yes,
there's nothing better than fresh vegetables from the garden.
That's correct.
Take it into the food bank. In fact, put out a couple extra tomato plants or pepper plants, and take that into the food
bank. Very much so. And if you're in the Columbia area per se, we can arrange to pick up a fairly sizable quantity of garden produce. You don't necessarily have to schlep it in yourself. And the garden produce is part of a real push that we have right now to provide 25% of our output as fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that was unheard of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wish you continued success, Scott Gordon, with the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. For more information, people can call.
Can call 474-1020 or go on our website, which is www.sharefoodbringhope.org.
Thank you, Scott Gordon.
Thank you.
Come back
very
again.
Much.
Tomorrow, right. Summertime Healthcare and Missouri River Communities Network. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to watch this or listen to it again, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.